The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We give thanks to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Follow, says the Spirit. Stand upon the help that your Father has raised for you. Stand upon the help that your Father has raised for you. For you have been helped to be fathered. It is a great mercy to be fathered. Yea, even after this order, stand upon the help that the heavens have granted your Father. For He is known before the throne. He is known in the heavens. Stand upon the help He has brought. We have granted the help to a generation by raising Him. Stand upon the help. Stand upon that help. And bring forth counsel. Fetch from the waters. Fetch from the waters. Yea, indeed, the wells are deep. But standing upon that platform, you find mercy to fetch. 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 Fetch and feed a people. Fetch and give a people drink. Fetch and give a people drink. For there is a measure of the drink that has been put within your custody. There is a measure that must be interpreted by your fiesteller. Even by you, there is a measure that must be interpreted by you. So fetch and give interpretation. Fetch and give interpretation. Fetch, fetch, fetch. Fetch from this well. Fetch from this well. Fetch from this fountain. It's a great fountain. It's a massive fountain. It's a great fountain. Fetch from it.
Fetch from it. Fetch from it. It's not you. It's from your father. It's that which was committed to your father. Fetch from it. Fetch from it. It is him we want to hear in you. He is the one we want to hear in you. He is the one we want to see in you. So fetch from that which has been given, and it will bless my people. It will bless everyone, says Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come under, your servant and your handmaiden. I come under my parents in the Lord. I take my rightful place and I fetch from their well. I fetch from that which you have dunk in their well. I fetch. I use their fetcher to fetch. To fetch from the waters. To quench the thirst of your people. I receive grace. Let the oil upon my parents. Let a trickle drop upon my head. So that I can be an instrument of blessing to your people. Even as you have said that it is him you want to see through me. Lord, I ask that you will see him. He will be seen in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive utterance and I receive help of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we prayed. As I was waiting upon the Lord to see what the Lord will have me say, you know, during this short time, the Lord had to quickly take me back to the message that Daddy preached in anamnesis. Anamnesis, Daddy preached this message in anamnesis. So the Lord led me back and asked me, go listen to it and then exhort the people from what he has taught in that meeting. So that's what I'm going to be doing exactly this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to know that in the first place, fathers are very unique. Fathers are very unique. Fathers are pillars. And fathers are also interpreters of seasons. Anytime a season is to be declared upon a people, upon a generation, the Lord has to separate fathers to announce the season and also to interpret the season. In Hebrews, it said, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets. Why? Because fathers, they have the stature to read seasons and times. And you could see that same principle also in Acts of Apostles, when the apostles began to ask the Lord that when will you now restore the kingdom back to Israel? They were wanted to know the times and the seasons. And the Lord asked, they said, no. When it comes to time and season, it is in my father's custody. It is in my father's custody. Why? Because fathers interpret times. Peter stood as a father to define the season upon the church in Acts of Apostles. An activity came upon the church, but an interpreter was needed to define the time and also the manner of response. He has to calibrate what the Lord was doing to say, this is that which has been prophesied by Joel. I will pour out. It was a portion of the outpouring. So he needed to define that to the people. And you can see the season upon us, you know, our parents have said it, our pastors have re-echoed it, is a very unique season in the spirit. And this season has been upon Daddy for a very long time. for a very long time. And for me, what happened in anamnesis was an opening. And Daddy read in this very place that has been upon Daddy's heart for many, many months. Jeremiah 42. In Jeremiah 42, of course, from verse 1, he said, then all the captains of the forces and Johan, the son of Kareah, and Jenaziah, and the son of Uzziah, and all the people from the least, even unto the greatest, came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be what? Be accepted before thee. These were captains of the forces. These were captain of the forces. So, it's a unique force in the army. It was a selected people that came to inquire on the next phase. And when we talk about campaign, you know, campaign is a military term meant to advance a cause. It is not every warfare that is termed campaign in the spirit. So anytime you hear campaign, it means something must advance. Anytime there is a campaign, something must advance. So you could see the class of people that came here to inquire of Jeremiah were captains of the forces. And they came and began to ask Jeremiah and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thy eyes do behold us. That was a plea. Why? Because an answer was needed. And honestly speaking, personally, I've discovered that we've reached a major junction. And it's looking like either we cross this or we remain here forever. Why? Because times are changing. Times are changing. The seasons are changing. Hallelujah. Now, in answer, as thy eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may do what? May show us the way. May show us the way. We need to know the way. Not just a way, the way. So you could see the class of people coming in to inquire, they know that something has not yet been revealed. There is an expectation that must be met, but the way has to be unveiled. So he has to tell him, okay, is it possible for you to do what? To show us the wherein we may walk. Wherein we may walk. And do what? The thing that what we may do. Now, something is a bit disturbing in this verse. Why? Because that thy God may show his mercy. We have found mercy. We are a generation that has actually found mercy. Anytime may or might appear in the scripture is no longer from us. It's no longer from us. He's beholding us in his mercy. That's number one. Number two, he can also show it, and you may not walk in it. So the may is on two sides. The way can be shown, but you may not love the way. Wherein we may walk, it's time to walk. That is the season. We have enjoyed a lot of precepts, teachings. And that's why these seasons are colliding with appearance of witnesses. Witnesses of the precept that has been taught. But there is no way we can embody this precept until the way of the precept is unveiled. So the captains knew that no, that way needs to be shown. The way needs to be taught. Hallelujah. Then in the way, there are also the thing we must do. Why? Because the way is pregnant with things we must do. If we do not do them, we won't arrive. So there are things to do. Why? Because in the thing are commandments. In the thing are statutes. In the thing are instructions. In the thing is judgment. In fact, in the thing is also the testimony. Everything is in the thing. But while walking in the way, there's going to be a breaking. Now, Daddy Nan said, we've gotten to a place where we must not hear to learn. There's a difference. There's a difference. You can hear to know. But the season upon us is the season of embodiment. They want to show it. Why? Because all the names given to the apostles, when you go to Matthew 28, they are all witnesses. They are all witnesses. The name of the Holy Ghost, the name of the Son, the name of the Father, they are all witnesses at their levels. But how you can say, okay, this person is witnessing the name of the Holy Ghost, is that, no, you have embodied. You have embodied. But you know what? It's also possible to just know the activities of these names. They all have the activities. Why? Because when the name of the Holy Ghost was being unveiled, there was a bit of a distraction. When people began to major more on the activities of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, and forgot the way of the name of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that name, Holy Ghost, has a way. It's in following the way, walking in that way, you can bear that name or bear the nature. So you could see that at some point, Paul had to come to Corinth. He said, no, you guys are missing it. You are missing it. You are missing it. You should strike the core. So he has to come back and reteach. And tell them, I show you a more excellent way. Let me show you the way. There is a way to even know how to announce this gift. To profit the ultimate goal, which is you becoming. So that is the essence. Why? Because name is an identity. It means you are bearing the name. You are bearing the nature of that name. And all the apostles, that is the manner of their raising. When it was time for them to choose the seven from the multitude, they didn't say pray. They said look. Can you today look to choose? That means it was a full witness. They've embodied it. They don't need to go and pray and trust God. It was evidently manifest. There are things today we still have to pray and check. But those ones carried it. And nobody could fault that choice. These people were witnesses. Witnesses of the name. And you can also see the same interplay when you move into the name of the Son. It's also possible to stand around the activities. So when Paul came, Paul said, no. I'm not here to know anything. Save Christ and Him crucified. Well, that is the strength in the message for transformation. Now, if it's being preached and not Him crucified, self will remain and be playing with the name of the Son. That's why this captain, when they knew how to be made, is to walk in the way. Daddy said the way is a maker. The way is a maker. So once you encounter the name and they open the way of the name to you, oh, what a great blessing. What a great blessing. So many of the things that you and I have heard, it's time to become it. So what that means is they will re-preach the name of the Holy Ghost to you again. But this is to embody it. And it's time for lines. Precept has come. Precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. But then, when the jar is full, it's time to turn the water in the jar to wine. It's time to turn it to spirit. Now, Daddy didn't use what Daddy said in that message. He said, it's like when water has many forms. Depending on what you subject it to. He said, because the same water, when you subject the same water to heat, the same water you can see can turn to vapor. So it means from water, you can turn it to spirit. But it can't turn to spirit on its own. It's by walking in the way they turn the water to vapor. Because that's actually where the heat is. Now, that is the principle of acquiring the nature of all these names. You can't walk in the way and not break your shell. So the reason for the way is to break the shell. There is a shell that can't be broken except you walk in the way. Amen. Verse 4. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. This won't be our case. So. Do you know these same people towards the end? They see brother another story. But this is not our case. We will do it. Amen. By his mercy, we will do it. Amen. By his grace, we will do it. Amen. He said, I have heard you, behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. So I'm going to declare the whole counsel of God. I will declare the whole counsel of God, the totality of God's counsel. Then they said unto Jeremiah the Lord, the Lord be what? A true and faithful witness between us. Why? Because by the time this way is open, and we are walking in the way and doing the thing that is demanding of us, we should also be true and faithful. If we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord God shall send it to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will do what? We will obey the voice of the Lord our God. To whom we send thee, that it may be what? It may be well. We are not yet well. Oh my God, sufrenia. So my wellness is also tied to when? When we obey the voice of the Lord our God. He said, the God of our fathers have chosen thee, that thou mayest know his will. And do what? And see the just one. And hear the voice of his mouth. Then you will be a witness unto me of all that you've seen and heard. I said, and it came to pass afterward 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Joanna, the son of Kariah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least, even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. Well, because immediately this way was open, it turned to be a conditional thing. So it means once we get here, we need mercy and strength to remain in the way. He now said, if ye, what? Still abide in this land, then will I build you. raise you up and not pull you down, and I will plant you, or I will set you. I will set you up because you've been built. You'll be raised. You can be set. And when you are set, you are doing the job. I will set you like I am setting the stars in the firmament. You only set what has height. So that from the height you can rule. From the height you can reign. But then, when daddy said all this, he now zeroed it down to discipleship. If you go back to that message in Anamnesis, daddy said for this year, 2025, is discipleship. Why? Because if we don't lay hold, daddy used one word at the beginning of the teaching, and the one's talking about dealing with flesh, dealing with self. He said the cross is the active ingredient. So it means when that thing is tampered with, whatever you have is of no effect. It's the active ingredient. It means that is actually the core in the drug. So once you remove, you will keep taking it. It won't work. It won't work. And we are losing touch. Even today, that word is no longer popular. When you say disciple, people just feel that it's old school. Bro, I won't lie to you. We are going back there. The only place where that word was used in the Old Testament was in Isaiah. Use that word. And Jesus himself used the word disciple. So the thing is that, number one, the message itself must disciple you. And the messenger of the message must disciple you. The men set above you must disciple you. Your brethren must disciple you. Why? Because until we come into this reality, we won't lay hold. That is the door of handling. So let's now look at this place. Don't forget, I'm repeating myself. Everything we've heard, it will be retaught. It will be retaught to be observed. It will be retaught for you and I to be witnesses. Now, look at this place. Daddy read this place, Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, quickly. You know, a lot of things are troubling ourselves. Sure you know. A lot. We are also carrying testimony and testament of another father within us. And those laws are to be destroyed. So, those laws can't be destroyed until the way is shown. And then we are empowered to walk in the way. That's how to undo those works. Now, Ina said, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Is a power. It is a light. It is a star ruling upon men. You can't resist a ruler. Son rules. He doesn't ask for your permission. And you are conditioned to obey it. If today the sun stops shining for just 1 hour, life will cease. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Blindness in the heart must be healed. So that way is a healing way to heal the heart. Who being past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. Say amen. But ye have not so learned Christ. That he said, now teaching has moved away from just what you've taught. How to check the quality of what you've taught is how much learning has taken place. In fact, now the emphasis is more on learning than teaching. Not that you shouldn't teach, you will teach, but they will gauge the effect of the teaching by how much has been learned. And learning now has gone beyond repeating what has been taught. It's application and change. In fact, today now, the way the lesson plans are being taught, they will tell you, once you are planning your lesson, put life application. And draft your question in such a way that I can trigger thinking. Thinking. It must cause you to think. Think. It means the mind must be tampered with to show that learning has taken place. So, he now said, ye have not so learned Christ. Because if you have so done so, your mind should have been renewed. So if you are still working with the mind of other Gentiles, it means you have not yet so learned Christ. So learn. Why? Because when you get to sow, there should be a product. Sow is the optimal level of the growth. Once you get there, you must show a sign. So at soul level, if nothing is shown, you have not actually learned. Now, if so be that ye have heard, and what? And have been taught. Oyato. So you can hear and not have been taught. Because what actually shows that you've been taught is that you learn. So if learning has not taken place, you have not been taught. You have to reteach it. Until learning take place. He now said, how to now know that you have actually followed and that you have learned and you will be in the way is also the quality of thoughts you start entertaining. It means it must tamper with your judgment. It must tamper with your appraiser. It must tamper with everything. You can't remain intact. Well, because it's another mind being shown to you. So if the man is being received, certain things should collapse. Other things should rise. 22. That he put off concerning what? The former conversation. What? The old man. Which is corrupt. According to the deceitful lust. There's no problem here. We are all here. We've been there before. Are we together? And everyone is delivering us. Is that not so? But they want total deliverance quickly. Now you can see 23. He now said, and what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your judgment must appreciate. It must change. Your sense of value on what must change. Why? Because that's deceit from where you assess all things. So until heaven tamper with that seat, you remain the same. But until the way is open, and then you walk. I'm talking to myself, my brother, you know our age bracket, right? Our Monday, and the younger ones. One of the ways to begin to show that you are beginning to tamper with realities in the spirit, and you are ready to walk, is that you begin to also learn manners. In the spirit, there are manners. Even how you communicate, there are also manners. There is also the language of the spirit. Daddy said something yesterday. That if you come to me as your pastor, or you go to an elder, and then you tell him or her that the Lord said to me. He said, who am I to question the Lord? For where? Go ahead. God be with you. You won't see such languages in the scriptures. Now, when you go through Acts of the Apostles, you will see manner of communications, even from the apostles themselves that knew the spirit. I perceive it was impressed upon my spirit. Intuition. And it takes time for those things to develop. And let me tell you one key. Do you want to learn it? How to learn the Spirit and know the voice of the Spirit. Walk with those that know the Spirit. Submit. Submit to fathers. They know the Spirit. Now, I would imagine someone that just got born again. And then you want to argue on what you think you heard. By the Spirit. No, just imagine it as a parent now. You gave birth to a child. Eh? You gave birth to a child. Let's even assume that the child is even, can even talk. Now, you can't negate the application of some of these laws with natural laws. It takes time to develop your senses. Your spiritual senses will take time to be developed. And you must stay on that doctrine. It's by hearing and hearing those that know the Spirit, that have a walk with the Spirit, that you can also know the voice of the Spirit. Yes. Yes. You can't bypass. It doesn't exist. You can't. That is not the order. You can't bypass. And that has been the pattern. Now look at Samuel. Something dazzled me in that place. That boy, I was being the holiest. Serving. But do you know when he was called, he didn't hear the voice of the Lord. It's Eli heard. Now, it's a sign that you're actually following. It's Eli. Now, can you see a template of discipleship there? Now, if you were sleeping at night, and see me, look at daddy woke you up, or his voice you heard. Benga, what? And you wake up and go and meet daddy in the room. At night, when sleep is sweet. And daddy said, no, bear. I didn't call you. I know you feel one kind. Okay, first time, you go back. The second time, he heard again. Same Eli voice. He woke up, not complaining. You call me, sir. The voice didn't change. The tenor didn't change. If you say, no, this, I'm hearing my voice, my name, but it's not Eli's voice. Third time, what you been? Say the truth. When you go back third time, and he tells you, okay, what is going on with this sweet sleep? Three times. You know, then Eli perceived. They seek him for guidance. He came, he said, no, I know what's going on. Do this, do this, do this, do this. In the name of being led, we are cracking some things in the Spirit. We are breaking many laws. I won't lie to you. The apostle didn't do it that way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are a generation that must be wary of the adversary. He plays around holy things for to cause confusion. Be careful how you hear. Be careful what you hear. Yes, stay within the ambience of instruction. Stay within the ambience of tutelage. It will save you from that roaring lion. Be careful of him. Be careful of him. Discipleship was put in place to make children grow up and be like their father. It was put in place to make children grow up and be like their master. Yea, that is how you are raised, until you can discern voices. Until you can discern voices. Be careful. Be careful. For many out of their heart desire
to know God have been hijacked by spirits. They have been taken over by strange spirits, and many are living in constant delusion, yea, attempting to say it is the Holy Ghost. Be careful, be careful, because I always create a garden and make it safe. When I make a garden, I make it safe. I make it safe. But you know, the serpent is an old wicked one. He always finds a way into the garden for to lure and to deceive, for to pull you away, for to destroy. Be careful of him. Be careful of him. Stay within the ambience of instruction. Stay within the ambience of teaching. Stay within the ambience of that which is given. Yea, you will find safety. You will find safety. You will find safety. You can always arrive safely. You can arrive safely. Don't allow the devil take you because of the pride of your heart, because you want to vaunt, because you want to claim to be something that you are not. He can steal your soul away. You can be lost. He is a thief. He's always going around the garden. He wants to steal. He wants to steal. If he was able to tempt the first man, he can take you away. Be careful of him. Be careful of him. Stay under instruction. Stay under your parents. Stay under your pastors. Allow them guide you. Allow them instruct you. Allow them guide you. The path is dangerous. The path is dangerous, but you can arrive safely. The path is dangerous. Stay and make sure you are guided. Stay under guidance. Stay under guidance. Stay under guidance. That is your surety for safe arrival.
Hallelujah. You know that in this house, under our parents, even when you bring up issues, that will ask you, what do you feel in your spirit? What do you feel? Be careful of the other lines. Be careful of the other lines. A disciple is a learner. And there is a position of the heart that a learner must take. If not, you won't be taught. If not, you will not learn. I'm wondering, these are the truths that many of the apostles found, and they held it so dear to their heart to follow till the end. How will a whole adult, grown-up man that has a family, Jesus look at him and say, Satan, now can your pastor tell you half of that? What you crown church? Get thee behind me, Satan. He called a whole human being, a married man. And do you know that Peter wasn't, anyway, no sign of offense. Oh my goodness, give me such heart. No sign of offense. That's a disciple. When hard sayings were being said, he said, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we? Ye have the word of eternal life. I'm trusting the Lord this morning that the Lord will tenderize our hearts again. Why? Because the next journey, the heart must be fleshy. The heart must be fleshy and tender to keep moving. Can you see this picture? I'm asking myself, it's like other people are riding horses, so here they ride lamb. Eh? Lamb. With the strength of the horse. Let's begin to appreciate our Father.
Let's pray, let's pray, let's ask the Lord for help. We're in a season of accuracy. We can't afford to miss it. We can't afford to not get it enough. We have to get it right. Barotanas geprehende sida ba rosh kepali da ba rabalabana. Atele bereke tosuna. So prehende sida ba ratali. Umbra da bala haskemanine. Susunda la ba rosh kepliana susul. Bra bradai. Ekleesh kemenina sundalia. Jesus, help us to be able to walk in the way of the Son. Help us to be able to walk this way, the way of the living, the way of the true. Help us to walk, help us to walk, help us to come to a place of doing. Let it delight and the life there become our profession. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Mr. Labaha, Rabalatahana, Ambrota Lebrahashka Pali, Rabalahandasa. They'll become doers of truth. Truth. Truth to have a place, a seed in us. Truth to expose everything, every darkness in us. Thank you, Mighty Father. We appreciate today. We appreciate your name. We give all the glory and praise to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. Let me put this to us that we're learning every day. The first place we learn the Spirit is learn guidance, not learn leading. Write it down. Don't forget it. You learn guidance. You don't come into leading and being led. You learn to be guided. That's the accurate way to learn the Spirit. So for this community, for example, this is a body meeting. But this community, I don't encourage that use. And that's what he's trying to instruct on. We encourage use of guidance. Allow the Holy Ghost to guide you. They allow your leaders to guide you. When you are young and you are used to using the word I'm led, you'll be stubborn. You'll be stubborn. And the devil will take advantage of you on many ground. So perception, all of that, intuition, instruction, all of that is guidance. And that's all you have in Acts of the Apostles is guidance. Go and check it. If we have the time, I just feel that area that I should teach it and I just write it and put it to our community. We need it. I've been waiting on my spirit to know timing because of the sensitivity of it. But I know that since the house is getting larger, we need that doc. We need it for safety. Like I was saying sometimes ago, you know the fathers. So we learn from the fathers. We learn from the fathers. When it's talking about the move of evangelism, we learn it. We were there. Holy Ghost, whatever, Paul, we were there. We learn holiness. We learn all of them. But see, when you are learning from fathers, amen, and you learn the way, you learn the doctrine, you learn the, later on, the Lord will teach you about the interpretation of those things. So the fact that in the move of the early part of faith movement and the Holy Spirit movement, the use of guidance was not strong. They used leading more there. Does not mean that's the way. I know what they're talking about. But because I don't have access to more words to explain what they're talking about, they use that word leading for everything. But it's not, go and check. Just check your Bible. Leading and guidance, you will see differences. It is fathers that are led. And it takes time. Leading is a summary of a whole movement. It's a summary. Go and check it. It's a summary. Maybe they have gone for 5 years. They say, we have been led to this point. When they are taking the first step, they don't say, I'm led. Guidance. When they have seen the success, the result. Aha. Say, hey, man. It's for safety, okay? Say hey, amen. I believe you are blessed by this morning's ministration. I will appreciate the Lord for this blessing.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.